Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
As much as I would love to keep listening to Queen, we've been caught a little bit off guard because it's actually only a minute now until the first race. So we're going to throw down to Tim Riverside again. Hello, Tim.
Indeed. The W3 division has just started. St Ed's have managed to get their boat out of the water, and the division has started, and the crews are now racing towards me. The first boat coming to me is Downing W2 at the top of the division. They're looking a little bit scrappy here, rowing very hard, but not necessarily very efficiently. But they are they've opened up a little bit of advantage on LMBC W2. There's maybe 2 lengths in this now. LMBC rowing hard after them, looking maybe a bit more disciplined. Behind them, though, Christ W2 are rowing very strongly, and there's only a length to LMBC as their blades come whistling past my toes on the riverbank. Behind that, Keys rowing, a lot of splashing from the Keys oars. They're rowing hard. And behind them, Murray Edwards really have closed down. There's maybe half a length to a length in it, and Murray Edwards clearly really do want this bump. They're rowing very strongly, rowing quite cleanly as well. Blades all going nicely together. So Murray Edwards rowing pretty strongly behind that. Big gap, first and third. So Trinity Hall, sorry, W2. Very big gap. Behind them, as Murray Edwards chase Keys through first post corner, they're closing them down. That's 2 whistles. That's getting close. Behind that then, Trinity Hall W2 rowing through fairly strongly. A huge gap up for Murray Edwards. Behind them, Emma W3 being chased down very strongly by first and third. There's overlap here. It will surely be a bump before too long on first post corner. First and third bow inching ever closer to the Emma boat. They are overlapping. The bow ball's past the top. Emma have just conceded. First and third bump, Emma on first post corner. Behind that, Selwyn being chased strongly by Selwyn 2 chased strongly by Newnham 3. There's a little bit of overlap there. The Newnham boat just guiding itself. Happy to take it. Morwenna, what can you see?
Okay, Darren, I've just gone past and I've got Maggie with Christ coming up very, very close behind them. There's a canvas between us there on 3 whistles going through. There's going to be a bump probably at Ditton for Joe. However, we've now got Keys coming through closely followed by Murray Edwards W2. Keys really starting to flag, heads are dropping, and the blades are still in time, but Murray Edwards are still looking strong, and the Murray Edwards crowd here are getting absolutely ballistic. And they are coming through, probably just over a canvas, probably at half a length, closing it down, and there might be a bomb in the next 30 seconds. My owners really are giving it absolutely everything they've got. I've now got Tit Hall coming in afterwards, and the owners appear to be losing that gap. Joe, what's going on at your end?
Thank Tim. You, Morwenna. Coming round, I'm just going to throw that bound to Tim. What are you seeing? Yes, so Newnham, just after I passed Morwenna, Newnham got the bump on Selwyn, giving Newnham their blade. Coming past me now, though, we have Anglia Ruskin W1, and that's the next boat I've seen. So there's been some carnage further up the division. I'm going to work out what that is. But behind them, Fitz being pursued very strongly by Pembroke, and Pembroke have got the bump on Fitz. Unfortunately, Fitz pulling in to the bank now. A disappointed looks on their faces. Pembroke, though, are ecstatic with that bump. And behind them, that means that Claire Hall, who are rowing through now, are going to slowly row over. Back to you, Joe.
Thank you, Tim. I'm on Ditton and rowing past me right Downing W2. They appear to have settled into a very good pace. They are pulling out away from LMBC W2. They're just 6 lengths in it, I think. LMBC had some sort of issue. They've either been bumped by Christ or they've had... Yeah, I'm going to call that as a bump because coming out behind, I can see Keys W2 who are still fighting off Murray Edwards and it's getting very fraught. We have LMBC who are in the way and it's looking like carnage. That's a very aggressive bump by Murray Edwards on Keys W2. Morwenna will be very pleased with that. There's a lot of carnage as boats are trying to get out of the way and it's looking very, very messy as other boats are trying to get through the river. Whew. So we have, I'm going to call that a bump by Murray Edwards on tees. And rowing past me now, I have Trinity Hall, who are slowing down to do their best to deal with this onslaught. I'm going to pass up to Huang on the long reach. Can you see Downing and Lady Margaret Hall?
I can't actually see Lady Margaret Hall at all. I have no idea what's happened to them, so it may well be that they've been pulled over to the side earlier on. Downing are rowing very, very confidently, very much on their own. Down the long reach is going to be a very long row over for them. We're just having Trinity Hall coming past me now. Again, there's not too much going on around here, so I'm going to throw it back to Joe.
On the start, I can confirm. At the lower end of the division, I've just been able to confirm that Jesus bumped St. Cat and St. Ed's bumped Girton. So that gives St. Ed's Blades and Girton Spoons. And above that, we know that Newnham have got Blades, and also that first and third two have got Blades as well. What's going on with you, Joe?
Thank you. Can confirm from Murray Edwards W2 on keys. Morwenna back at Grassy. Can you see what happened to the bottom end of the division?
Okay, I've actually seen most of the crews row past. I've seen Newnham and Clare Hall, Anglia Ruskin, and not sure who else has gone past. And these are all crews who have either been bumped or who are still rowing because the crews on them have bumped out. But we've just opened the champagne here, so back to you and what's going on at your end.
Thank you, Morwenna. So I'm calling that as Christ look to have bumped LMBC. I'm just walking around the corner now to look for the Christ crew who are sticking foliage into their hair. That's a bump for also Murray Edwards up on keys, which leaves Downing rather lonely rowing over at the top of the division. I'm sure they're not too upset about that. Going past me right now on Ditton, I can see Clare Hall. They're not under any pressure from behind, and they're not really chasing anyone ahead of them, so it's looking like a very relaxed race for them. I'm just going to throw it to Juan. Can you see anything long reach? Is it a blow? Definitely.
Yes, there's not really a lot happening here. Anglia Ruskin are just kind of rowing, going through the motions, really, with very few boats around them. And coming up just now, Clare Hall, who are the sandwich boats. So it looks as if all the action that is going to happen has already happened. So I'm going to throw back to Tim.
Yes, so I think we can give you a rundown of what we think has happened. So at the top of the division, Downing W2 row over. Below that, Christ W2 bump up on LMBC W2. Below that, Murray Edwards bump up on Keys. Trinity Hall W2 row over. Below there, we have first and third two bumping up on Emma 3. Newnham W3, who just rowed past me with their flag out, they've got their blades after bumping up on Selwyn W2. Jesus W3 bump up on Cat around the just around the first start. And St. Ed's W1 bump up on Girton 2 around the motorway bridge. So I may be wrong calling that there wouldn't be any bumps there in these divisions. Anglia Ruskin W1 then row over. Pembroke catch Fitz W3, catch Fitz W2 on first post, leaving Clare Hall, the sandwich boat, at the bottom of the division to row over.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And now it's time to head for some results with Juan, who is down by the riverside. Hello, Juan.
Hello. Yes, I'm indeed down the riverside. Just through the results now, it's been a very active division. There have been loads and loads of bumps going on, so I'll run through as we go down the division. At the top of the division, we have Danny second rowing over. Then Christ 2 bumped up on Lady Margaret 2. Murray Edwards 2 bumped up on Keys 2. Trinity Hall rowed over. Emma third were bumped by first and third second. Selwyn second were bumped by Newnham third. Jesus 3 bumped up on St. Cat's 2. St. Edmunds bumped up on Girton 2. Anger Ruskin rowed over. Pembroke 3 bumped up on Fitz 2. And Clare Hall as the sandwich boat rowed over. And those are the results.